So I hear John David in the back, hey, Dad, leave me alone. I want said, what? Everyone was there. And every little teaching came to our mind there. I said, what? So we want music with a message, amen? We desire to read books with a message, movies with a great storyline, and clothes. We want quality in our clothes, amen? We don't want it to be like, come on, we want quality in our clothes, right? Amen. We want certain socks, we want the way they feel, we got a little knit and a blend, you know, we want these certain things. We look at programs and organizations that they have quality, that they say that they're going to do what they're going to do. Mm. Red Cross and during these things of Harvey and the storms, are they going to be what they said they're going to be? Are they going to do? This organization isn't reputable. Let's not mention our food. We pay for quality. Right? We want a certain kind of food, you know? I don't want to go to Wendy's. I'm not a Wendy's kind of guy. I want to go to Rosario's, or I want to go here. And when you go to Salt Crest, you're going to get that kind of steak, amen?
Come on. Come on.
All right, we want a nice slap of meat there. We want a certain substance. You know, when I go to Panera, you know, sometimes, when I go, there's a gluten-free and GMO and all this stuff, right? You want a certain substance. You desire something for your life. You're looking for these things. You're maturing in your tastes, amen? You're developing different things, right? Because I remember when a few years ago, it was just whatever, amen. Thank you, Lord, for this. Yes, mayonnaise sandwiches, come on, man. You go to certain places because they do quality. They understand quality, and you're looking for those things. Substance. For the most part of our lives are built that way. We tend to look and research things around us that have substance that we want in life. Same goes for relationships. In early stages of relationships, we make a lot of mistakes. We encounter many setbacks and setups and many broken hearts. I don't know about some of you guys here, but I'm a heartbreaker. No, I'm joking. Many broken hearts. I've had a few broken hearts in my time, but can I say that? Amen. Setbacks and setups in relationships. Broken hearts and things that we learn and we gain. We're learning. What are we looking for? We learn over a period of time how to forge and cultivate great relationships. There comes a point in friendships where we desire substance in the ones that matter to us, or those that we see. Amen. Those that we see have potential to be great. We desire greater things and go to delve a little bit deeper, not just continue to have that substance on top kind of relationship stuff. Amen. We want to go a little bit further as we mature. And same goes for the Word of God. We should want to go a little bit further as we mature. Amen. Through life's experiences, trials, and tests, we develop wisdom in the substance we cultivate for ourselves. We're cultivating these things for ourselves. Years ago, I was making bad decisions and different bad paths and different things. I always say there are good people just doing bad things. Mm-hmm. Good people stuck in a bad cycle. Good people just doing bad things. So I was cultivating a certain thing that I wanted during that time. Not always the enemy. No, the enemy is always after me. What are we doing? What kind of decisions are we cultivating for our life at that time?
Amen.
So here we find ourselves in the text this morning that we're going to talk. Wisdom. The wisdom of creatures. Characteristics that we can pull from to add substance to our own lives. Amen. Turn with me to Proverbs 30 as you stand. Let's read God's word together. Proverbs 30, chapter 30, verses 24 and 28. This is a wonderful scripture, wonderful book, great wisdom of Solomon, amen? The wisdom of creatures. So this is a Listen to the Spirit, amen? This is what the Word says. Your Bible says this, and it could say it in different versions, but this is what it speaks. There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in summer. The companies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go forth all of them in bands. The spider or lizard, some versions say, you can catch with a hand, but it's found in kings' palaces. Take your seats. Amen? It's found in kings' palaces. So you're probably asking, what kind of word is this? What did Pastor Marty do? We're going to learn wisdom of creatures, characteristics from creatures that we can begin to apply, that we can see for ourselves in our lives. Let's talk about number one. Ants, he says in the Bible, are creatures of little strength. So what I want to do, before I continue, what I want to do is lay out the scripture. We're going to teach, and then we're going to preach. Amen. And you're going to walk away changed and transformed. The ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store their food in the summer. Ants are going to teach us about preparation, planning, looking ahead, and setting goals. If you're a note taker or if you want to do something on your audio, go ahead and do it. I believe they're going to have an audio after on the website. Preparation, planning, looking ahead, setting goals. So I look at the definition. Here we go with some definitions. Preparation says the action or process of making ready or being made ready for use or consideration. So who in the Bible has been, many stories in the Bible, who in the Bible, right? Those who have allowed God to place them in a season of preparation to be suitable for the king. Hadassah, Queen Esther, and a shepherd boy named David. The king's court prepared possible queens for 1 year, a process of preparation for 1 year to be suitable for the king. They were groomed, they were taught, they were trained, they were exposed to a whole different other landscape and environment that they never experienced in the king's palace. They didn't see those things out in the field, amen? A process of preparation. Amen. Many of us here are in the process of preparation. The Lord is preparing us for a season greater. Taking to his father's sheep in the backside of the desert, his father's field, the process of that time prepared him for God's battlefield. Amen. The insignificant seasons or the tests and the trials. The insignificant job that I got looked over from all the other brothers and just go tend the sheep and the obedience of his father's instruction in the field, his father's field prepared for God's battle. Amen. I want you to say this to me. Thank you, Lord, for considering me.
Thank you, Lord.
Say it like you mean it. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for considering
me. Thank you, Lord, for considering me.
Number two. The ponies, rock badgers. He says in the Bible, creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the rocks. They can teach us about wise building and secure surroundings. Here's the definition of wisdom. The quality of having experienced knowledge and good judgment. The quality of being wise. Proverbs 14:6, it says it like this. Wisdom comes to those who apply God's word to their lives and seek it out. And seek out godly counselors. Wisdom comes from those who apply God's word to their lives and seek out wise counselors. Proverbs 3:21 says this. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Say, don't lose sight of them. Keep them in the forefront of your mind. Another scripture, bind them on the wrist. Keep them in the forefront of your mind. Don't lose sight of them. If they move, I move. If the Lord moves, I move with him. Amen. There's a story in Joshua chapter 3 where he says, keep a distance. We're crossing over the Jordan a second time, but keep a distance of a day's journey or 1,500 yards and said, from the Ark of the Covenant, follow the leaders. The leaders are going to go. The leaders are moving. The Ark of the Covenant, keep it in the forefront of your mind. Keep it in sight. I can see it. I'm not going to lose it. What happens, Oklahoma? What happens when you have a deal or you have your girl? Where they at? Where you guys at? Right here? Let me see you. Right? Can I go? I know John Davis, like, can I go play? No, you can't. Wait. We'll go later. Play where I can see you. Keep them in your eyesight. Keep wisdom and discretion to say, keep my word in front of us. Amen? Don't lose sight of it. Thank you, Lord, for considering me. It can be done. Living a holy life, a set apart life that He says that we have. It wouldn't be in the book if we weren't able to achieve it. I'm tired of having and hearing that Spirit say, woe is me, only if, or when am I get to heaven? No, it wouldn't be in the book in my life if we couldn't do it. It wouldn't be. The Lord says we can. The Lord says we can. Let's bring up that faith level. Let's stir up those things and the gifts that He's given us. Amen? This is interesting about wisdom. So here He says, wisdom includes discretion, but goes far beyond it to include knowledge that comes from instruction, training, and discipline. I wonder what Hadassah was thinking about being called Queen Esther. And the process of preparation goes from instruction, training, and discipline. Amen? The understanding that comes through discernment and the insight that results from knowing and applying God's Word. I love it when I hear that word apply. Yeah. I love it when my wife would say, man, we got to apply. Well, we just got to read. No, we got to apply the Word of God. Amen? Yeah. When I get that cut, when people get that cut, man, you better believe it. He goes straight to mom. Because mom's going to get the band-aid, mom's going to get the first aid kit, mom's going to get wrapped in it, it's only like a little splinter. Mom's going to get all these things and wrap all the scissors, and Mina put them, can you be bandaged? Mina was in the athletics, you know, got a bandage, so then out of a little splinter, he comes out looking like, I'm taking care of nothing. Nothing's going to hurt me. Nothing will hurt me or make me stumble. Thank you, Lord. Wisdom applied. When I got that cut, I applied the right ointment to heal it. Amen. So when I was reading and studying and talking to the Lord, this part of wisdom, it goes beyond, it includes discretion, but goes beyond it. Remember, we're spirit beings. Amen. So wisdom is applied truth so that we, if we ask ourselves, we can gauge our wisdom by the truth that we're applying to our lives. We can gauge the wisdom in a wise person. How much truth have you been applying to your life?
Come on. Wow. Come on.
I mean, I was listening and it's like, wow, so then I can say this right away. Wisdom is applied truth. Amen? So we can ask ourselves and engage our work ethic and our servant, as Pastor Brandy was saying. The Lord blesses a generous heart. It's not just a here and this thing. It's a generous heart. A generous heart. Whatever I'm asked to do, however I'm able to give myself, that the Holy Spirit tells me to give. Amen. Not that Mama or Mama tells me to give. That the Holy Spirit guides me and tells me. But He blesses a generous heart. And I remember some of those times when we wanted to. And we have some list of people that we will when the time comes. Amen. When we want to bless and you're just not able to bless, what else can you do? How else can I be a blessing, Lord? Wise characteristics. Wisdom is applied truth. So you can gauge the wise actions of your life by the amount of truth of the Word of God that you've been applying lately. Amen. Let's continue to go further, John David. Number three. Locusts. The Word of God says they have no king or no ruler, yet they advance together in ranks. Amen? Man, I love that song. He's a champion. He's a champion. Do you love that? I don't know why I'm talking about it, but he's a champion. Amen? Every battle is defeated He's our champion, amen. Love is a continued teaching about cooperation and order. So here's some facts that I learned in Locust. There's a solitary phase and a swarm phase. Mm-hmm. Locusts are grasshoppers, right? Ladies turn grasshoppers. Solitary phase and a swarm phase. The solitary phase, numbers are low. They don't pose a major economic threat to agriculture. But in the swarm phase, they breed rapidly and they form bands and they begin to move across the fields and strip them of vegetation, causing damaged crops. Adults are great flyers and they can fly great distances. They contribute to famines and history, amen? Billions, I looked and they said that there's billions in the swarms. There could be as much as 200 million per square mile. 200 million per square mile. Billion as a swarm. The definition of order is the arrangement or disposition of people or things in relation to each other according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method. Amen? And here's the shift that happens in the locust. Their faces. It's a change of behavior, and it's a change of habits. Come on, somebody. We're not talking about animal and creatures today. It's a shift of behavior and habits. From the solitary phase, and then they get to swarm. And they pose economic threats to agriculture because they move forward in ranks without a ruler. Characteristics of creatures, amen? In 1 Corinthians 12:12, this is what the Bible says. For as the body is one and hath many members, all the members of that body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. He has set a local assembly and arranged you in it as a vital piece. Here's the last one, amen. Number 4 is lizards. They can be caught with a hand, but they are found in kings' palaces. Today, I'm talking to leaders with substance. Fearless leaders, emerging leaders, apostolic leaders, leaders on the rise, leaders excited about what God's doing. Not just leaders who sit on their hands and thumbs and look at other leaders moving forward, but leaders that are focused. That's who I'm talking to today. They can be caught with a hand, but it's found in king's palaces. Oh man, we're going to learn some great things. Fearlessness. They can teach us about fearlessness. Fearless folks in the Bible were Moses with his stuttering problem. He stood before Pharaoh with Aaron, and he said, "Let my people go." How many different times did he do that? Over and over. It was 10 times, wasn't it? Again and again. I can imagine, I'm telling you, when I was studying that long time ago, seeing that in the Bible, man, there was exciting the people again and again and saying no again and going back again. And I'll do this and say, we're going to go no again. Right? Imagine that, the process of preparation to leave Egypt, the process to go to the land flowing with milk and honey. Imagine that same process of obedience. Nice. Amen. Teaching a lifestyle of obedience. Any ready to say no? Yeah, we can. Well, maybe no, not right now.
Come on.
But staying faithful to the man of God, staying faithful to the word of God, staying faithful in the house, staying faithful to the vision, staying faithful to the word of God, staying faithful to the promises of the Lord, staying faithful to the prophetic word, staying faithful to those things. Because why? It's in the spirit that you can grasp them. In the spirit that they say yes and amen. Fearlessness, lizards and spiders, they can teach us about fearlessness. Daniel was in the lion's den, fearlessly standing and resting in the Lord, that the lions, shutting the mouths of lions. Nehemiah was fearless, building the wall in record time, amen. 52 days, building it under budget and in record time. Amen. It was a wonderful work that the people gathered to do great things. Esther and Paul killing Christians. But on the road to Damascus, the Lord changed his walk and changed his path. Amen. Say this with me, Rome and let it go.
Rome and let it go.
What happens when you go after that Israel? Remember, man, I used to, when I was a kid, getting spiders and roly polies and worms and all these things. You know, my mom, me and my brother. But when you get that Israel, when you get that tail, what does he do? He breaks it off. He doesn't say, oh, I'm caught. He breaks it off and he runs free. And you got a little wiggy, little wiggy tail in your hand. Right?
Look, he's still alive.
A lizard is gone, and he's going to grow another one. Amen. Grow and let it go. Say it like you mean it.
Grow and let it go.
Oh, amen. That's a Christian believer's desire. Proverbs 28:1 says, but the righteous are as bold as lions. Amen. As bold as lions. Paul says it like this in Ephesians 6:19. Pray for me also that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. He says, pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Fearlessly as I should in any pulpit, in any place, in any market, in any outreach. Through any season that I may declare the word of God fearlessly as I should. Amen. Your office cubicle is your pulpit. Amen. Your car is your pulpit. The lunch table is a pulpit. What do you do after? In front of the pulpit throughout the week. Amen. We're called to speak the word fearlessly. Amen. In Philippians chapter 1:14, this is what he says, because of my chains, because of the things that I'm going through, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word more courageously and fearlessly. Because of my chains, because of my hurts or my thorn, because of the things that I'm facing as a believer. How many doing that? We're ready to wiggle out of it and be blessed. But Paul saying, because of my chains, I am blessed. Because of the things I'm facing, because of this great effectual door that's open to me, there is persecution, but I'm in the Lord, I'm in the Spirit, and He has me covered, amen? Amen, people of God. Because of my chains, he says. Why do you think he wrote that? Remember that. It's attainable to us. We can achieve it. So don't try to wiggle out of that next part of the next season. Don't try to wiggle out of that thing. The Lord may have it for you as a process of preparation to meet the King. Amen. Oh, Lord, to meet the King because He's worthy. He's worthy. We're desiring greater things in Him, and we're desiring greater lengths of prayer and different tongues and prophetic words to manifest. But we want to wiggle out of the chain. We want to wiggle out of the situation to get somewhere quicker. The Lord says, daughter, son, not yet. Not now. I want to build you with substance. I want to build you that your walk has wheat. Amen. It doesn't just blow away like chaff. It has wheat. Oh, Lord, thank you. So with all the substance that we look for, we research and desire in our lives and our families to have. A certain look we want to look. A certain thing we want to. A certain way. Amen. Those things are wonderful. With all the substance that we research and desire for our lives and our families to have, here's the crux of the matter. Leaders helping to shift, or some people don't like that word shift, it's not in the Bible. How about transition? Helping others to transition. Other leaders. Leaders helping other leaders to transition forward and advancing together. Here's what we must do. We must cultivate substance in our spiritual life. We must cultivate substance in our spiritual life. No longer superficial.
Come on.
No longer, God bless you. No longer superficial, but strong roots in the Word. Amen.
Man, come on.
Strong roots in the Word of God. Being able to, I heard recently, being able to give a rebuke and take a rebuke also. And not run and not get scared and not fall apart and not give in. It's just a part of the process. I tell my wife a lot of times the process of the believers, it's a privileged persecution. It's a privileged persecution. Because anybody, we hear the story after story after story, anybody can do that. Anybody can do what we used to do. So we're in the fold. We're close to the shepherd. And he says word and scripture after scripture. And how many 66 books and 40 yards? Come on now. He loves us with an everlasting love. He says, you're going to go through some things. And don't think of it as a strange thing. I've built you. You're set apart. You're peculiar. All of the promises of God are ours. Yes and amen. So here's the shift. If we have to cultivate these things in the substance in our spiritual life, no longer superficial, no longer as they, no longer on the milk. And I hear my wife right now, no longer on the milk. But growing and having that steak and salt fries, amen. Long more cafe, amen. Hector, come on now, look. Some carne, alright? Here's how we shift. So here's what the Word of God is saying to us now. The characteristics of wise creatures. Here's the wise characteristics of the creatures. Like the lizard, knowing that we have favor and a unique special anointing to bypass checkpoints, to get over obstacles that hold others down, barriers and fortified places we scale. You see that. You experience that thing because remember the report that you heard so-and-so and someone else said? That you can read the one that came to your ear for some weird reason, and you said, well, they couldn't do it for me, huh? We can't do it. Honey, we can't do it. No. Oh, my gosh. I heard it right here. Everybody was there. Everybody's experiencing it. Remember that report? And then you went to go do the work. And then you went to go sit in the thing. And then you went to go fill it out. You know what? You got faith when you went through. We have the anointing like this.
Yeah.
Oh, and you might only be here. Like lizards, we know that we have the favor with a unique, special anointing to let it go, let that favor go, amen? Amen. I'm going to get excited here right now to preach, amen. Barriers and fortified places we scale because we have favor. Their personal ability, potential, and perception is not determined by what others think of them.
Come on.
You think that lizard says, oh, you know, you caught me? Oh, I'm just a lizard. I can't get into that palace. Oh, just a lizard. I can see the character right now, you know, a visual artist guy. Just a lizard. You know, lizard dude. No, I can get into that palace. And you can catch me. But guess what? I can break free.
Man.
And the Lord always makes the way of escape for us. Amen.
Man.
The Lord always makes the way of escape for us. Remember, we're talking about wise creatures. And what's so interesting and so wonderful about the text, he says they're not just wise, but they're what? The one that says it too is extremely wise. Oh man, I want some wisdom. Amen. I want some wisdom. I want to grow in my wisdom characteristics. Amen. I love my wife. Thank you, love. That came from the Lord. You know? Right, Benny? Come on, Benny. Right? When your wife says, wow, they did it. Mow the lawn and trip the trees and wash the car. Yeah, man. Champion! I'm sorry. Amen. Say this with me. I'm a masterpiece. Forged by the King. Fearless and favored. Come on, we got to keep going.
Favored. Man.
Developing leaders to advance apostolically like locusts. Each one is its own leader, but together, individual, they advance the colony corporately.
Man.
As they have an individual work, and they work it, just like Nehemiah building that wall. Do you think this builder would have gotten done in 52 days? If this guy was worried about this guy, that guy was looking at this guy, and it was our mother-in-law, she was, you know, this guy over here, hey, what's going on? You forgot your tool? No, they all went forward. They all put their hands to the work. Amen? Each of them is their own leader. Their individual work is important. They know that it's important. They know that they're valuable. They know that they're vital here in this place, here in the body of Christ. Individually advance as they go and work together, the colony in a corporate way. They know that they are more together than they are apart. Remember, they teach us about cooperation and order. They are the boots on the ground. When it's time to mobilize outreach, when it's time to mobilize in a certain area, they go from the solitary phase to the swarm phase, and they go out into the neighborhood. They go out into the highways and the byways. They go out and win souls, amen? Great is their work, and they advance as they stay about their work in great ways. I hope you're asking yourself right now, what's my work, and how am I advancing? How am I helping advance the colony, the body? How am I helping advance home, house of manna, my church, my place where the Lord has me here? Amen. Great is their work, and they advance as they stay about their work in great ways, solitary phase with the Lord in prayer, in preparation, in planning, and then they begin to swarm and cause effects in the city and in the neighborhood, and crime rates begin to shut down and go low. And why? Because the church is mobilizing. Why? Because the church is going forward. Why? Because we're advancing and we're unique and we have the Spirit of the Lord and we're bypassing all this red tape that organizations deal with. But we don't have no red tape. We just have the red stained cross. Amen? I wish somebody would get excited with me this morning. The rock badger builds his home in a secure place. They build and put forth effort and work for their home to rest in secure surroundings. You see that? It's interesting that these wise, extremely wise creatures, they make provision for their weakness. See that? He's not a strong folk, but he builds his home in the rock where he rests in and where he's secure in. A solid place, an unshakable place, an unshakable foundation. The work is not wasted or in vain because we built on the sand. They build carefully. They choose the home carefully, a certain location to serve the Lord. I mean, to build their house, amen. The power is not in them, but where they want to or rest in that safe. I'm going to ask you as a leader, is your building up to code? Is your building up to code? What's your building? Is it up to code? I was listening to this thing, and we still got time. We're good?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
During the relief, amen. Thank you, Lord. During the relief, this lady on the radio, she was talking about preparation. Well, how much preparation can you have against an actual disaster? How much this and that can you prepare for to be safe from the flood or from the fire or earthquakes or all these natural disasters that are happening? So she was talking about fires in California. She says, the building. The building is only secure. The building is only as good as the building, as the, what the building code was in place when the building was built.
That's right.
The building is only as good as the building code that was in place when the building was built. So I thought about that. Whoa, I'm driving like John Davis listening to Caleb. I'm driving it now. The building code that was in place when I was built. Is it wrong? I gotta upgrade as a leader. I gotta make sure my building, my walk, is up to code. Because when I was built, or when they laid the foundation in my heart, when I was jumping and grabbing and all pulled it down and every coming to the altar week after week, my wife and I, was I built wrong? Did they lay a wrong foundation? Is my building right now currently where I'm at? My age. My desires, the substance in my life, is it up to code? Is it up to code? So the earthquakes, you know, some buildings, they're saying, and some buildings will be gone because they weren't up to code. And so if something hits up, but these other buildings, now in place, building now currently, they're up to code. But if you're living, it doesn't matter if it lasted 40 years, well, here's something that we have never seen before, so you think the 40 years is going to last? Hey, it might. Praise God if it does. Mm. But if we as leaders know these things,
right.
Remember,
man.
Right now, Lord, we're reminded you, remember, sin also is knowing what to do and not doing it.
Mm.
So today, after this message, you already know what to do.
Mm, come on.
We choose to apply it or not to after we leave this building, amen. We're building in a solid place, an unshakable place. I love the scripture. He who builds his on the sand and the rock, amen. They carefully chose a home in a certain location. The power is not in them, but where they run to or rest in that is safe. I want to make sure you guys are resting in the Lord, amen. As a leader, as you're building code, as you're building up the code, is the conduct of the kingdom and the code of characteristics easily seen and freely flowing from you? Should be. Is it easily seen or flowing from you? Paul says to Timothy, give yourself to them, all of it, so that people see you and can see it. To Scripture, give yourself to those things, because the property may be seen by all. It should be easily seen. The conduct of the kingdom, the aroma of Christ. Let's talk about the end. Emerging leaders look ahead, plan and prepare. In one season to be ready for the next. My question is, the Lord says, come on, what preparation are you in now for the next? There's always the next. I love to say, where we're going is greater than where we are. Where we're going is greater than where we are. Praise God, God is here for this place.
Yes.
But this is not final destination, zero. Home headquarters, even we know that there's a next place. We know in our spirit that this is not, there's always something greater than next. Amen. We're going to get to that in the altar.
Yes.
Always next. What are we preparing now for our next?
Yes.
What does God have us in as Hadassah and David? What are the menial tasks that I roll my eyes sometimes or I get caught and the Holy Spirit reminds me to stop complaining?
Yeah, come on.
Like the ants where they gave all to go at it. The ant knows what to do and moves with the colony as the individual work just like the locust. Every bit of effort put forth from each helps to secure the provisions for the team. Come on, leaders with substance are team players. Leaders with substance are team players. Ants are team players. They serve for the betterment of the team. These are wise creatures. They turn their weakness into a strength. The locust, the ant, the rock badger, the lizard. These are leaders with substance do the same for the glory of God. You can go ahead and play some. These are exceedingly wise creatures. Remember the text says exceedingly wise. Substance and the quality of the things that I look for now in my life, in my maturity in the Lord. So this is the last of the scripture, and as we begin to prepare our hearts for the altar call. In Romans 8:19. I've read the scripture and I've looked over and I've already taught and taught and teach and taught. It says, for the earnest expectation of creation waited for the sons, waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. The earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. So what that's telling us is that all of creation is waiting for you to come to your full expression of who you are. all of creation is waiting. So do you think that I could, as I step into my purpose, hold back the earthquake? Earthquakes are coming forward. Earthquakes are moaning and groaning. All of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting for us to step into the full expression of who we are. The full magnitude that God saw when He knitted us together in our mother's womb. The full magnitude when He says that when you seek Me with all of your heart, then you'll find Me. The full expression. Leaders and substance. Wise leaders. Every one of you is a leader in this room today. You lead in a certain area. You lead in the church or out of the church. But you're an influencer somewhere. You influence people. And that's a leader. That's a coach. And I don't want to find myself a leader without substance. A leader without quality. Because there's people that look to you. There's people that call you. There's people that ask for prayer. There's people that look for someone. Who can I call when I'm going through something? Don't they do that? Because I know sometimes I do that. Don't we do that? I want to be a leader that has substance. I want to be a leader that has wheat that somebody can pull on. I want to be filled up enough that I'll be able to pour out. And that Holy Spirit showed me a picture of pouring out. And I always use this as so beautiful and lovely at the wedding when they have a picture of all the glasses on this table, all the way up like a triangle, and they begin to pour on one and then pour and overflows on the others. And it falls down beautifully. I want to be a leader that pours out like that because I got enough in me that I'm able to pour. I want to be someone who walks with wheat. And at the end of my race, at the end of our race, that we see each other in glory. Amen? The earnest expectation of the creature of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Come to your full expression. Step into that purpose. So I hope this blessed you this morning.
Nah.
The characteristics of wise creatures that we can pull on and add characteristics and wisdom to our lives. The Lord said two things, and one thing He said this morning when I woke up, and I thought it was just like harvest. Who's here with that service? Harvest.
Man.
Man of God was speaking the name of harvest. And then I was the only one. And then, so the Lord says, release ministry. When I was praying for the teaching today, release ministry. I thought that was interesting. It was weeks ago, right? And so I just kept it and asked the Lord again and again. Release ministry. And then He says today, let's pray for the next. Together as a church, let's pray for the next. Because I know Pastor Marty and Inez, they desire their own. We desire our own. Amen. We grew out of the last. Amen. So we're going to pray as leaders. But right now, I want to speak apostolically and set forth these things in the Spirit. And those in the Spirit have an ear and have heard. And thank you, Lord, that is set. He has said those things. I hope that you grab it. I hope that you catch it and move with it. Release ministry. So those that desire ministry, those that want a greater, go greater with God, I want you to make your way to the altar. And we're going to pray with you. My wife and I are going to pray with you. We're going to release ministry. Here's an interesting thing that a few weeks ago that I saw Pastor Marty say, and I told him about it in the service, one of the services. He says, I told him, how come I see Pastor Marty say, they're not ready. And the Lord showed me that. And He says, yes. And I say, the Lord says, they are ready. Mm. They are ready. Start raising them up. Start releasing them. Start speaking to them. Start. So, preparing for it and believing for this, when the Lord said, release ministry. You know, it's in the church, not the church. Ministry. Greater things. Ministry for our lives. Amen. Can you turn up a little bit? So, let's just pray. And let's believe that the Lord's releasing ministry, that the Lord's releasing greater things. Go ahead and anoint him. You want to anoint him?